Now, another area that we can look at when we go into classrooms is the questions that the teachers ask. It's a very simple thing to record on your notes when you're in a classroom. Write down exactly what the teacher asks, because this too drives the kind of learning that students. Teachers often ask or can ask why questions. Why does this happen? What's the cause? What's the effect? The analysis. They can also ask questions like how. It's often the basis of problem solving and synthesis, and these are at the upper level of the cognitive demand. We can ask students which one do you prefer, which one, and it requires selection and decision making. Finally, though, sadly, many, many questions that are asked in classrooms are low-level recall that ask the questions, what is the capital of France? What is the capital of England? Where is the central government? And they ask when questions. When did the French Revolution occur? And so you can see that these are much less demanding. And therefore, if we don't demand higher level thinking from our students, they won't be able to think for themselves when they leave our schools and our education systems. Teachers must ask questions that demand higher level cognitive processing, asking students to think, not memorize, asking students open-ended questions, asking indeed the students to propose their own questions. This is a very powerful way to engage learners in the classroom.